Out of Focus. Written by L.A. Witt. Narrated by Nick J. Russo for Dark Knight Sound. Chapter 1. Dante.
Hey, Dante?
Phoebe's voice was tinny over my Bluetooth headset.
Ryan and I are leaving now with the bride and groom. The guests are clearing out and heading your way. How close are you to the reception?
About 3 blocks. I drummed my fingers on the wheel as I waited for a red light to change. What's your ETA? Phoebe said something I couldn't hear. From the background came a lower voice, that of Angel, Ryan to everyone else, my partner in both senses of the word. Distance and static muffled their brief conversation, but a moment later, Phoebe came back on the line.
They want to do a few shots down by the marina and a quick one at a park about a mile from the reception, so probably 30 to 45 minutes.
We'll be waiting. I hung up just as the light turned green and started across the intersection. In the passenger seat beside me, my assistant Troy rubbed his ankle and cursed under his breath. Feet bothering you? I asked.
It's these damn shoes, he said. They were fine when I put them on, but Jesus, they're killing me now.
I told you not to go cheap on shoes, didn't I? I shot him a pointed look. He sat back, fussing with his bow tie.
If I could afford $200 shoes, I'd get them.
Trust me, Troy, I said, putting on my signal to turn into the country club parking lot. If you're going to shoot weddings, comfortable shoes are worth the money, even if it means living off ramen and tap water for a month to pay for them.
Well, if my boss gave me a raise.
Don't push it. I pulled up in front of the stairs leading into the lavish club. I will, however, be nice and not make you walk across the parking lot this time.
Thank you.
He grabbed his coat and camera off the back seat, then got out so I could go park the car. He limped toward the stairs, and I chuckled to myself as I drove to the other side of the mostly empty lot. One of the earliest and most painful lessons of being a wedding photographer was that comfortable shoes were worth twice their weight in platinum, and the only thing worse than dealing with a bridezilla was shooting a wedding while one's feet were on fire. Angel and I had both learned that lesson the same way Troy learned it now, the hard way. After I'd parked, I got out and put my tuxedo coat back on. I clipped my battery pack to my belt, put the camera strap over my head, and joined Troy inside the club. We had, I guessed, about 10 minutes before the guests started arriving, so we split up to get shots of the various decorations, wedding favors, and, of course, the towering cake. About the time I'd finished playing pastry paparazzi, the double doors opened. Blinding natural light spilled across the dance floor and dining area, and I squinted against the brightness. Two silhouettes entered the room, and when the doors fell shut behind them, severing the light, I blinked a few times until my eyes adjusted. When they had adjusted, and the pair of newcomers was no longer backlit, my pulse went haywire because the bride's brothers had arrived. The younger of the two was obviously the type who'd rather be in torn jeans and a punk band t-shirt than a tuxedo, at least if the piercings and long hair were anything to go by. He had the, fine, I'll trim it just this once goatee, and insisted on wearing his wallet on a chain even when he was dressed to the nines. In spite of his bad boy wannabe appearance, he was friendly and polite, just like his siblings. And he was cute, I'd give him that, but nothing to write home about. The elder brother, though? Jesus Christ. Clean cut, fit as hell, with a smile that had damn near made me drop my camera when he'd walked his sister down the aisle. He was older than both of his siblings by quite a few years, I assumed. Probably mid to late 30s, so close to my age. They kept walking, carrying a couple of boxes to the head table, completely oblivious to the photographer checking out the way that jacket fit the elder brother's shoulders. I wondered if Angel had noticed him. Hell, of course he had. This guy was totally Angel's type. And he was wearing a tux. Tuxedos made hot men hotter. It was an undisputed fact, written into the laws of physics and thermodynamics. I shook my head and went back to making sure every last ribbon and petal had been documented for posterity. About 10 minutes later, my cell phone vibrated.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?